said she heard about what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
He said she heard about what's going on. About what's going on.
Chi è l'ospite di oggi, Mike?
40 degree heat.
Oh, welcome to our show. Could you repeat the name, Mike?
40 degree heat.
Let's welcome our guest today.
Welcome to He Said, She Heard. I am your host, Mike Fox, and joining me on the program today, I'm very excited about this because there is a group here called 40 degree heat, Jose and Mikel. They bring this wonderful synth pop sound to you that just takes you back to the 80s. That's what it did with me. The first time I discovered these guys who were on the show today was I played one of their songs on an earlier episode, a couple episodes ago. I played their song Sunshine Days. Just one of many songs you got to check out. So let's welcome to the show Jose and Mikel of 40 Degree Heat. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Tell us how this all started.
Well, 2 years ago, I started to play guitar, and yeah. Mikel was my teacher.
Okay.
And when the pandemic started, I told Mikel that I had, when I was young, I wrote a few songs. And he told me, I can help you finish them. So we started, I bought Cubase, I bought several libraries, and I started messing around with them. I always wanted to do heavy metal, but what came out was more like 80s pop. So we decided to do a mix of between Pet Shop Boys, Duran Duran, Journey,
yes.
And a bit of Motley Crue, Def Leppard. Do a mix of the best of both worlds, you know.
Best of both
heavy
worlds.
Guitars and a lot of synths.
I hear a lot of Depeche Mode in there as well, but Duran Duran definitely.
Yes, yes, and also maybe in the next album you will be listening to some stuff more like Kraftwerk. I mean, we're just around that time, you know. The 80s is, for me, I'm 55, it was the best time of my life, you know. So when I was young, I wrote a lot of lyrics, hoping to make some songs, talking about when I was like 18 and 19. A lot of the songs that I wrote when I was young.
So those are lyrics that you're holding up.
And I come up with an idea and then bring it to Mikel, and Mikel starts fixing it. And yes, I come up with the lyrics and he comes up with a vocal melody.
I see.
I'm more related to the music part of the project, and I start to read the lyrics, and we take some ideas of that of that lyrics of what can be used and what fits the song too, because sometimes we do the song and the song maybe have some kind of emotion that that it's very clear what it has to be about. So we have to choose what part of the lyrics fits and what's the idea, the main idea of the writing we are doing. So we have to start adapting the lyrics to that song, and we start to do the to produce the song. Both processes at the same time, the best of both worlds. I'm a guitarist, so I'm brilliant to guitars, and I like a lot of the technical stuff and of the heavy 80s metal bands. But I like too much too the synth pop bands, even if it was not my time, because I was born in 1990.
Okay.
But the synth pop, well, it's something that I love, and even if it was not my time,
right,
it's something that I was born hearing it with my family. So,
yes.
I don't know, like, it's inspiring me for my whole life. So
yeah,
we are trying to connect that part of both genres and mixing it into what we are hearing now today. That's why there's a lot of heavy guitars on that song. So.
Yeah, well, lyrically, a lot of the lyrics reflect modern times.
Songwriting process begins with an idea. I bring it to him, we work it out, and then we wait it out a few weeks, and then we put lyrics, and then we send it out to a Russian guy who is the singer. His name is Evgeny. I would like to give him some credit because he's a singer.
Okay.
He's a singer. He lives in Russia, so he's a little bit affected right now by the war.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah, we're having a problem sending him money because the wire transfer was shut down, and we're paying him with Bitcoin.
Wow. No, I really hope that ends.
Yeah, a guy in Spain mixes and masters it and sends it over.
I understand. Then you have a new CD coming out shortly, and another one after that.
A couple of months, we will be releasing the new CD, and the next one next year. Because our policy is to release a song every month, so that we can keep listeners active and interested, and we invite people to go to 40degreeheat.com and sign up for our newsletter, and they will receive a free exclusive song that no one else will have. It's called "To Change the World," and I think it's worth it to go over there. And I would also like to say something to you that we have found out lately. We have been doing a lot of Facebook advertising, And we have found that a lot of our fans are in Taiwan and in Japan. United States, UK, Europe, France also.
Listeners all over.
Yeah, but it was very surprising because it was a product made for the U.S. And it ended up being hot in Asia. So maybe we will soon be hopefully touring over there or doing something over there.
Yeah. If you guys came here, I would definitely want to check that out. Yeah, because I'm sure you guys would sound wonderful live. Yeah, you have such a tight sound, and it's what's well needed.
Where are you, Luke?
I'm in Pennsylvania. You know what? There's a music festival that they have every August here for about a week in a town called Bethlehem called Music Fest, and it would be a dream come true if 40 Degree Heat could play there, because you guys, people would really... There's not a lot of synth pop bands that play at that festival. Usually it's a lot of rock cover bands, and it gets tiring hearing old classics, you know, getting covered. It's nice hearing something new with an old school sound, but it's also, like you said, a combination of different sounds together. So it'd be great. I would love to see you guys live one day. So, yeah, you guys have an amazing sound, and your music is what's needed right now in this world that we're living in right now, these crazy times. So I hope more people can find out about you, and that's why I had to have you guys on, because I was like, I got to talk to these guys and just get the word out, especially in the United States, since that's my primary market. But I do have some listeners overseas as well. So hopefully we can connect the dots and let more people know about this great music that they got to check out.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate the word.
Let's see. What was the inspiration for the lyrics to Carnival of Time?
Well, Carnival of Time, the thing is that I started the riff out with a keyboard that sounded very 70s, very Doors type, you know, Carnival type.
Yeah.
The one at the start of the song.
At the beginning of the song, there's a keyboard riff that sounds like a carnival. And
yes,
we started, since the beginning, we started talking about calling the song Carnival.
Okay.
And when we finished it, we decided to put Carnival of Time. And then I wrote the lyrics based on, part of those lyrics are some that I wrote 30 years ago, and some are today.
We thought that it would be a good idea to make it about, like if the carnival was about of memories, and we have this kind of images or mental images or photographs in the mind of memories in your life, of different moments in life. So
yeah,
we thought that Carnival of Time fit the song, because we wanted to do a song about different moments of life, like remembering that special moments of everyone. Everyone had special moments and the feeling of melancholy that you want to get back to that moment, that special moment. So Carnival of Time is referring to that kind of collection of different moments in the life, like they were like some kind of images in your mind, and they are all together in just playing like it were some kind of carnival. That's why the art of the song, it's some kind of carousel that with some mirrors, with images and that stuff.
Wow. Well, that's absolutely amazing. The name of the group is 40 Degree Heat. Mikel and Jose, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having us, okay?
Okay.
And hope to hear you soon.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
We conclude this episode with 40 Degree Heat's song, Carnival of Time.